I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Oh,
dear.
Hi.
Oh.
Ew.
Not today.
I just pooped everywhere. I thought I could at least hold it off for 10 minutes or so, but nope. It's just, I think it's just the live mics kind of set it off. Chain event, chain reaction.
Well, also, I think factor one is we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. No. Oh, man. If you could see it right now, it really does look like an aerial shot of a train crash, you know, in a cinematic where there's jackknifing rail cars and everything, except it's just turds and poops. And they're all just taking out civilians and cars. And it's the travesty of it all.
I think if we listen
turds and poops
on all of our Sipcasts, we can find a time. We'll see the soonest you've brought up poop.
I would.
You know, the frequency.
Uh-huh. The full frequency is not a bad thing with pooping, but
no,
I've been led to believe it's quite intermittent. It's better than constipated. You've got a point. I think I've just set a record in that regard. So I think I'm in rare form. I think I'm in my stride right now. Strident.
It's probably because you just woke up, like literally just woke up.
Yeah.
Even though we were supposed to record almost 2 hours ago.
I woke up about 43 minutes ago now, but you know, it's pretty close. I've been walking around talking to people. That's why it took longer to get ready, because there's Pavey and Aaron, I think that's his name, all standing.
Eric.
No.
Oh, maybe not.
No.
A new guy. Some other guy.
It's a different person. There's multiple persons.
There's more persons?
Yes. And it's not like some sort of hydra. They're different people. It's not just a multi-headed person. It's different separate bodies also.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to clarify. Because that's
there's people actually working there. Yay.
Yeah,
those apartments are so close to being done. God, what hell?
Poop balls fart. And there's people who want them. Like, just there was a guy across, like, who works at the restaurant. Like, everyone, like, he's just like, hey, what's up with those apartments? I'm like, you know, shrug. I don't know. Good luck. And that was basically my answer. That's how that went down. Because I didn't know what to tell them. They weren't moving along
Mom's
at that time.
Mom's not even charging the right price either. She's like lowballing it. I was like, Mom, those are prime real estate downtown.
That's what I told her, especially with, like, I'm embarrassed to let, I won't even let my neighbor into my apartment. Because the new one, Sean, he's a nice guy, but because my apartment is pretty big and I don't want to get into any like speculation, or I don't want to put in his, like, I wonder what he's paying for this. Like, I don't even, I'm like, you know what? No, dude, my apartment is totally small. Like, believe me, it's like a closet in here. Like, it's me.
You don't want them to know about your nepotism.
Exactly.
And you're receiving.
Exactly. Exactly. Even though I'm sure everyone like would also understand, like, you know, whatever. Your parents are cool, but I'm still like, it's because there's such a litany of it. It's like, I still don't feel like an adult. So I'm like, no, I have to hide it. It's like, no, I'm like, look how, like, I'm standing up. I'm wearing pants. Oh, well, I was
like,
earlier.
Hey, no, guys, I'm just like you.
Yeah. Look at me. I've got keys. Oh, where'd my keys go? Fuck. They were in my pants.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, well, all right. Let me just go. Oh, the door's locked. Shit. Well, this has happened before.
I tried to unlock my car door with my cat again.
No, then you see me go outside to my balcony and pull out a small remote from somewhere, and like a little, it's like a little car remote, and you see me pressing a button
right
a few times, and I'm looking up on my balcony like, what's going on? It's like, shh, 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 press the button. And then all of a sudden, you see a little lady just kind of push a rope ladder over the edge.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
you trained her to at least do that one thing.
No,
yeah.
Not really. She just got it was supposed to happen automatically, but she came in as a backup. And she's like, here.
Right.
Here's the rope ladder. The robot malfunctioned. You idiot. You never clean it. And there's just birds up here. They poop all. It's filled with bird shit. You think that thing's going to work? No. It's not even.
No.
That's not a possibility.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed. Yours is like three times one of those.
What is?
And you pay like.
Oh, yeah.
Your apartment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sickeningly large.
Well, I pay what they were going to charge the public, which is absurd. But also, if you figure in the cost, of heating this place in the winter, it really balances out a little bit. It's not for most efficient.
Most people have to pay their own heating bill.
No, so. but this one it's ridiculous to heat this space because the heating system is.
I know it is, but you chose to live there.
Yeah, but most people don't have to, like, if this was a situation where you just moved into a public space and you're like, all right, I'll pay full price for this, like $1,100 a month plus utilities, and then you get a $400 heating bill for a month, it's like you'd have to talk to your landlord. It's like, I can't, you need to get better heating. This is not fair. Like, it's a unreasonable amount.
Yeah, welcome to the world. That's the rest of us. We've had that situation.
Well, hold on, no, you're not there's like if you move into a place like that, would that's exorbitant. That's like, you know, it's a big enough, I'm just pointing out a fiscal thing that is a mathematical constant. You can't move into a place with that big of hidden costs and expect someone not to take issue with it as a landlord. Mm. So I would press back in most cases because it's inefficient. There's obviously a problem. That's the point. It's not, the space is not being heated efficiently. Mm. That is an unreasonable cost. It's not like I have a huge mansion that costs $400 a month to heat. It's that it's not being heat efficiently because it's surrounded by cold shit. There's holes in it everywhere. And the heater that's been installed sucks ass. Well, there's holes. There's air leaks. It's leaking. That means the heat's going out because the space is
never
been sealed.
Those are all the wiretaps from the government, actually.
So basically, $200 a month would be the ceiling I would expect to pay, and I would be like, all right, that's a lot, but whatever. Like, I'll pay $200 or $250 a month to keep this place warm. But the bill has gotten up to $400 a month with me trying to keep the heat down. So there's a problem. That's all I'm saying. Not just being.
Wait, you pay your heat too?
There's an. It's on my bill. I'm a little bit.
You're
behind,
like, I have to provide the best life for my cats.
I am catching up. Yes.
For my cats.
Mm-hmm.
We know that everything you do is for your cats, and that's how you live for them. So I think this is a proper time to bring up that you got the best Christmas gift ever from me.
I live for and through them. No, I go to cat pageants.
A little bit different than cat shows.
It's a bit different. The garments are shaped slightly differently, but other than that, all the procedures and everything is exactly the precise. We actually
a lot more sequins, a lot more glitter.
We modeled after a lot more things being thrown, a lot more projectiles, but it's a lot like the regular pageants you know and are horrified by.
Exactly. You try putting lipstick on Helix. Okay.
Yeah.
No, wait. That's the one that's gone. Björk. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah. You try putting.
Yeah. It's even harder because Helix isn't even there.
He's gone. And if you do, bring him here also. Whether he's, you know, whatever state.
Daddy still misses him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll totally rehome that cat again once more as well.
It would just be nice to know where that cutie pie is.
Unless he's dead, in which case, don't tell me.
And also, don't bring him back. That's weird.
That would be upsetting. It'd be I've seen Pet Sematary and Pet Sematary 2 and forgotten about both of them. But I assume
same.
They're horror films, so it can't be good.
I don't think they're good. I don't think this is good.
Should be Kindergarten Pet Sematary, where like a dead German Shepherd comes back to life and then but rejoins his kid, played by Shia LaBeouf's kid, when Shia LaBeouf has a child, it'll be adorable. It's like Shia LaBeouf Jr. stars in Kindergarten Pet Sematary. I don't want to cast a morbid light on this film. It's dead pets, not dead kids. So,
pet yeah, let's back. Keep those lines clear.
Yeah, and then you see like the dog's like leg falls off, and he's suddenly a tripod hobbling around, and then the kids are all grossed out. He's like, ew. He's like, oh, that's Dougie or whatever the dog's name is. Dougie's not bad because he was dug up. Dougie.
I get it because he was dug up. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So that's Dougie, and then like he goes to like catch a frisbee and like just sort of passes through the dog's face and like cuts his head in half for a second because he's all decaying. It's all a bunch of like Weekend at Bernie's. They put him back together.
Like, his name has to be spelled Dougie. D-U-G-G-Y. It just
sitting
has
there. Yeah, exactly. That's that is literally Dougie.
Oh, Dougie.
And you know, shenanigans ensue. I see like sunglasses The dog's chilling out at the beach. And you see like other dogs come up and start to like chew on him and like pull him down and like falls over because he's like, I don't remember. Is he animated or not? I can't remember now if he moves around or if he's like.
We'll have our script writers work on it. Yeah, we got the concept.
Well, maybe we'll do a half and half. Weekend at Bernie's, half Pet Cemetery, half Kindergarten Cop. It's all
we'll
coming
keep
together.
It exact half, half and half. Yeah, we're gonna give you 1.5 times.
Yeah, that's how much movie
that
is in here.
You didn't want to see.
No, it's 1.5 movies. It's too much movie, but we got it in there. We got what we got. We used the latest in movie packing technology to compress the storylines so that we could fit more in to the box.
We're gonna give you more of what you don't want. Here you go.
More of what you didn't expect. It's coming at you after the break.
Or ask for.
Yeah. Or need, or will ever be able to do anything with.
That's the one.
Kind of like entertainment content in general. I just want to, like, if I ever became Earth's fascist dictator, Dick Potato,
right.
I would say, stop filming. Stop it. Stop recording. Stop taking pictures. You're really thinning stuff out. Unless you're going to do something.
Put it down.
Unless you're going to do something that you know is going to be cool, don't. Because there's not...
Honestly.
There's already... You could literally just watch stuff your whole life. And I tried. I got tired. I fell asleep and I woke up and so I came here and I started saying this stuff. Don't. Because you'll never stop. There's already enough stuff. Don't. Stop it. Stop it. Would be my speech.
That's not, nothing more true has come out of you today than just that.
Yeah. All right, now let the 2022 Olympics, Fall Olympics commence. No, the 2023 Fall Olympics commence.
2023 Fall.
It's the Fall. Yeah, it's the Fall Olympics. It's, you know, amazingly just the events that involve napping and ending things. And it's like, oh, I'm done with that. Like glazing pots. We've got the pottery glazing competition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we got the leaf raking competition, too. That's actually quite something. It's like
outside,
it's like curling. But
with a rake.
Not at all. Way more entertaining. It's like if you mix curling and golf and hobbying in general.
Have you seen those handheld, they're like giant claw paws that you put on your hands and that's how you can pick up the leaves? That's
oh,
so
you just
cool.
Like, it's, you're like the Freddy Krueger of raked leaves. Piles of leaves have nightmares about you and then you enter into their nightmares and terrorize them further.
It's all stabby and they're tiny leaf screams.
Yeah, that thing where like where you get like where you rake a bunch and then all like 100 leaves are all impaled on your rake and you've got to pull them off. Imagine if each one of those leaves was sentient and was like, ah! And as you're pulling them off of the off of your hand, they're like, oh god, ah! Like that. But yeah, like animated. You can get that. Is there software that does it now? I know there was an artist that started this years ago where they would animate.
Yes,
those
I know what you're
clips.
Talking about.
Yeah, to look like they were animated. They would animate them
like
they were animated.
Eating food and the fries are like screaming. Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, or like some pudding is being extruded or something and the machine is like puking or something like that.
Wait a second. Get to the extruder.
Yeah. Oh.
You.
You almost tricked me. Kindergarten cemetery chopper. Get to the submarine extrusion unit. I don't. But that for what I was just talking about, whatever that was, I forget.
Yeah, we have to circle back because I got you the best Christmas gift ever, and it's a gray shirt with black text that says "Best Cat Dad Ever." And I'm just really thoughtful, and I got you the thing that helps pick up all the cat fur.
I think that pumice stone was much, or whatever it is. It's some sort of made up. Oh, it's foamed glass. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, they said it's like ugly, but the best thing ever, and you agreed.
Yeah, it works real good. And surprisingly, it feels like it would shred your garments as well, but it doesn't. It's it works.
What a delight.
And that mixed with, I've got the that as seen on TV style device that Dad made me order, because I think, I don't know why I had to order it, but I ordered it.
Yeah, why do you have to order it? They have their stuff on my Amazon.
It might have been, in any event.
Oh, do they pay for your Prime, or you pay for your Prime?
I pray for my Prime. They use it for free.
You pray for your Prime.
I pray for my Pime.
My Pime.
Yeah, and I move ours around wherever I want them, because that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. They came in pairs, these things. And so I have one of them, which has two parts, which is a larger and a smaller. They're little felt little. It's like a furry cat tongue, kind of. Like that you could just rub on your clothes, and it's pretty effective also. And I like that better. I mean, the sticky roll.
Wait,
so
Dad got something else, and there were two, and you got one, and you like it? Is it that, like, little rolly bar? Because I want to...
No, it doesn't roll. It's like a... Do cat tongues roll? Is that what I described to you?
I don't know!
No, a cat tongue does not articulate in that manner. That's not what I said at all. You're twisting my words, and you're I don't appreciate it. Like straight untwisted words. My words are not like myself. Are not very flexible. Stop that! Don't do that to them.
Just like my words.
Quit bending the words so much. Yeah, no, it's all right. It was, I hadn't used them for a while, but there's still place on the shelf for the old sticky roller. There's those little fine, mainly because I wear black clothes, those little...
I know.
Like, wispy, where's that from? It's not a peach fuzz. It's not a full hair. It's like these weird little...
No, it's not. It's like their
hairs.
Undercoat. It's like that super soft undercoat stuff that just floats around. Speaking of your cats still, Rocco saw where your cats were hiding. In that that like bookcase thing above your washer dryer. Oh, yeah, your cats are so pretty.
They're furring up my towels. I just have to rewash those towels because they're just covered in fur. Yeah,
that's funny. What an asshole thing to do. I love it.
I put a towel over the towels now, so they can fur up that towel, and then I'll clean it. I got a fur towel. I got a towel shielding the towels.
Right. You just need, like, a different storage system and then trick them. Be like, no, these are the towels I use.
Towel shielder? No, shield tower. What? Shall tower? No. Towel showler.
Are you adding ours again?
Shall tower. Towel shoulder. Shoulder. Towel shoulder.
Okay.
My name is Tiddly Two Shoulder. I'm here for the towel shoulder.
That's a unique name.
How shall you tell Shelder? Yeah.
Is that a family name?
Yes, it is. It's someone else's family name. I murdered them and took it from the family.
Oh, identity theft via murder. Yeah. I'll phone it in.
Identity theft is nothing new. It just used to be much more noticeable.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Used to involve sword battles and pillaging. Ooh. Nowadays, they'll just, you know, lift your identity. You can still, like, be drinking coffee, and they're just like, oh, yeah, no, I got your identity.
Yeah, that's how you make murder and identity theft sexy.
I like to go up to somebody, someone in a coffee shop or something, and do that thing where you put your thumb in between your two fingers, like, oh, got your identity, and run out the top.
Yep. Got it.
Yep.
Give it back.
Yeah, no, that's the new flirting. Instead of, like...
Commits murder. Can't do it now. Guess instead it's mine.
Of, instead of tapping, like, instead of getting into a fender bender, which you see that in movies sometimes where it's like, oh, I want to date that person. And you're like, oops, now we're talking. Now you just can commit some light identity theft, and now you're dating. So there should be, you don't have an identity. Instead of you've got mail, you've got no identity. It's the new, we'll get Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan back. And,
you just need some good music, some good little, you know, jams in there. Make
but
it feel
updated.
Good.
It's got to be like, you know, what is like some Bruno Mars or something in there, like contemporary jams. But you'll have like a love story where like Tom Hanks is an identity pirate. he's down on his luck. He's doing it for all the right reasons. Like his daughter has her kite. cancer. Her sentient kite is dying.
What are you talking about?
I was trying to think of something that wasn't sad, wasn't too sad, but sad enough where it's like, now there's a robot kite that's her best
friend. Jason, I can't follow you here. I can't.
And now it has cancer. But it doesn't matter. You know, it's a plot device. And then, so now Tom Hanks has to pirate, he steals Meg Ryan's identity, but she's tenacious and she goes after him. And she's like, no, that's mine. And then they're like, hey, bookstores.
That sounds about right. Actually, that just sounds like a bot script. That's exactly what that sounds like.
Yeah, no, that sounds like something that one of those AIs would write. Like if you feed it enough Star Wars plots, it'll pump
out.
Yeah,
I know. I read one last time. You loved it.
Yeah, no, it was. It's always my favorite to have things read and recited.
That was your favorite. You were like, hey, that really worked. Let's do it again.
You should see, there should be an inner monologue magnifier or something on me 4 minutes, no, 2 minutes into someone telling me a story about anything. 1 minute. Shit. Probably only takes a minute.
Attention span is nothing.
A minute into like someone, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is a story. And then I'm just kind of like, okay, do the thing with the eyes, make them, like, look, and the thick teeth show smiling, and...
Get real shifty, that's a fake smile.
Oh, shit, it's falling apart. Refresh, reboot, reboot. They're not buying it. You can see their face is going down. They're not buying it. Mayday. Yeah, that's, there's a lot of... It becomes very, very false very quickly where I'm like I'm inside, like you see me just start playing with a fidget spinner inside my head, like
yeah, like that's all that exists in there anymore. Yeah,
well, because I'm trying not to think about too much else. I'm trying to like keep enough bandwidth to convince the person that that's cool. Ooh. Like stories, cool. And then yeah, so everybody shut up. I just defer to the fidget spinner.
That's where you get all your local news that you need to hear from your fidget spinner.
That's where I put all my local thoughts when I can't broadcast them into the world. It's like,
oh no, and they are very many.
I've got this haunted fidget spinner that just like when I put it down, you can see it just sort of like
haunted,
like sweating and crying. It's like. If this fidget spinner could talk.
Oh, man. Boy, if it could.
So, don't do that.
Well, at least you have a Twitter. You get some of your thoughts out there.
Yeah. Yep.
Anything good recently? I never am on there.
I doubt it. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm not firing all cylinders right now.
Nope, certainly not. I had to get some new coils, replace some plugs. On the old cylinders there, and then be firing on more cylinders. I've got not all the cylinders. Let's see here. I recently ordered Amazon toothbrushes off of Amazon that are actually adequately legitimate. I don't know if I've complained on this forum here.
Could you complain on other platforms also?
Twitter, the aforementioned Twitter. It's mostly what
Got
I do.
It.
Usually, I think most of my thoughts come out in complaint form. I try to form.
You're like,
that.
Mostly that's what I do. Am I actually complimentary? If I am like, at any point, please let me know.
I'm so sorry. I did not. I mean, go to hell, and I'm sorry.
That is out of character.
But for years now, it feels like, I think, I've been buying, and I think that's part of why brushing my teeth, just it's like, what's the... It's like I just abducted a bunch of butterflies and tied them to a stick and I'm just rubbing them on my gums and that doesn't feel useful and it doesn't feel fair to the butterflies and there's already we already have a problem with pollinators and pollination, so I really don't want to mess with butterflies too much right now. I think
violating those butterflies with
I think
your
they're pollinators.
Teeth.
So I went on to Amazon. I utilize the worldwide internet. And I ordered firm, eco-friendly toothbrushes. I got a dozen of them. They're badass because they come packed in a brown paper bag, sealed paper bag, and then when you open that up, each individual brush is in its own individual little paper bag, and all of it's biodegradable, so you can just throw it into the street. You can just throw it in the street and it wouldn't matter.
Oh, Jason, no.
Gonna do it. I'm gonna go line a bush. I'm gonna go collect, and I'm gonna just be like, here, back to the earth.
And then back to the earth, and you like drop it on concrete.
I'll find a patch of some like sod or something. And so these things, and I got one, and they're like, it's like bamboo, I think, or something, with charcoal bristles, so every paradigm is shifted. They're like,
ooh, okay.
This isn't exit the coal gate and enter the kingdom of viable renewable toothbrushes. They're good.
Tooth apparati.
Yeah, behold the apparati. So apparently charcoal bristles are a thing. I don't know. They're black, I like.
Charcoal, it's a natural whitener, and it doesn't take away the enamel.
But have you ever heard of it in bristle form? That's insane to me.
Are bristles? Your teeth nicer and whiter now? Have you noticed a difference?
I've only been using them for about 2 weeks, which means I've brushed my teeth twice, I think, with them. So.
Jeez.
I mean, that's pretty frequent for me. Usually it's, you know, once a month, something like that. But what I've discovered is that...
Oh, come on. Don't be gross.
The reason I can get away with that is because apparently not only do I have hard teeth and bones, but I don't know if you guys... But somewhere in our genes is hard gums because I've got those too. That's why, like...
I got those.
Well, I mean, hey, bonus. I don't have to... That's why I've been pretty lackadaisical with my teeth, and they're still going strong because that's all basically very dense. But... I brush them it feels great. It's finally, the bristles are pressing into my teeth in a way that it's like, oh, because before it was like, I'd be brushing my teeth and all the bristles would just be like bowing backward. They'd be so soft. They'd just be banana-ing.
Oh my gosh. Backward. It does feel like all the toothbrushes that you find at the store are like soft. Like I want toothbrush.
You have the same teeth and gums. You got them. You need to get these. You need like, if you don't get one, I've got 11 more. You need to try one of these out because you'll love them.
Send me the link. I'll take a look at it. Send me the link.
I think you will appreciate them. And then, because there's some mix between Pharaoh and Emery's in your kids. So find out which ones have the shark teeth mouths and get them some of these brushes too. Because these are a godsend. Finally I have a toothbrush. It was like that time I ate a Concord grape for the first time. One from like a vineyard. And I was like, oh, that's what a grape tastes like. I've never eaten a grape until like my 27th year. I finally get to taste a grape. That's cool.
Ugh, grapes are so heckin' delightful.
People out there, if you have only ever eaten a grape from an American grocery store, go visit a vineyard that like would just give you some like grapes and go eat some of their grapes. Cause you're going to be like, what? I've been eating lies this whole time.
That is little tiny lies.
Real great. And I even heard Adam Carolla lament about this recently, but I had my eyes opened by the fact that grape flavor, that when you eat like bubble yum, it's sugary and it's candied up a little bit, but that grape flavor, that's what the grape that comes from real grapes. That's why grapes don't taste like grape gum. Because you're like, where'd that flavor come from? It's like, well, grape gum doesn't taste like grapes because grapes don't taste like grapes. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, indeed.
The things you learn when you don't know as well anything.
Yeah, when you remain ignorant, how much you could learn. It leaves the world so full of wonder. It's like, I don't want to learn anything because I just want the world to be so full of potential like that. I like to stay ignorant for that reason. No, don't tell me. I want it to remain magical.
The days are just brighter when I know less.
Yeah, exactly. What is this light touching my face? Where does it come from? I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. Please, tell me.
Tell me. Don't tell me. Go ahead. No, don't. Stop.
Honestly, don't.
Red light. Green light.
Hey, Joe Biden, I think, would be just another old white guy.
Joe Biden.
I just had to say that. Like he, what, like Joe Biden would.
What about?
No, not Joe. Wait. Yeah, Joe Biden. He would just be another one.
What? In what context? I mean, he is.
Like, if he gets elected, he's just another one. Just like you're more of the same. Nothing different. I don't want that.
Joe Biden would be, exactly. Bernie Sanders would not be.
I know.
Well, but that's what's weird about it.
Campaigning.
But there's in addition to people trying to call him a sexist, a Russian asset, there's this weird one where he gets conflated with Trump. People are like, Bernie's just Trump on the left. And it's like, what? Like, I just responded to one on Twitter the other day because, like, I always try to, I put him through the troll filter. I'm like, is this worth responding to? And I was like, yeah, this, yeah, I'll try to, or like, it was some post. But I was just like, no, I think it was actually to the post, that the original post, so it wasn't to a comment. In any event, because there's this weird theme that keeps popping up where people keep trying to say that Bernie is just another ideologue or demagogue, but on the left, like he's just Trump on the left. It's like, no, Bernie's been in politics for 30 years. That people like to point out that his track record is not the most effective. I think it's because his policies and his stances have been radical, progressively less so, as our politics move toward progressivism and things like that. But his stances have been radical, so he's had trouble getting legislation passed. But now he's going to be president, hopefully, or he's got a chance at it. And it's weird to see people say, oh, he's just another angry white guy, and oh, look at all these scandals and stuff. It's like, it's all a bunch of, they're trying to take him down, and he couldn't be any further. Like, he is the opposite. I had a good point. Good point, me, was that conflating Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump is the evolution of racism. It's because they're both old white guys, and ageism, because they're both old white guys.
Right, right.
We're allowed to lump them together and yell terrible things about how they're the same and say shit about Bernie that's not true. And it's like, I don't know. I haven't seen Bernie change. He's not like floating in the wind. He's been the same Bernie for 30 years. He's not perfect.
He's literally, he's been the hands and feet of all of his policies. He's been out there like literally hitting the streets, going to protests. Like 30 years ago, you know what I mean? Not because he was running for president, you know?
And the only downsides I can see is that he's a little older, so things kind of scoot under the radar, but that's why you've got staff. And the second thing is he's old and he might fall apart soon, but that's why you've got a VP. So I don't see any problems here. I see Bernie Sanders. There's a cat I'm wrangling currently. I see Bernie Sanders I would vote for a dead tree stump, long dead, with a bunch of ferrets living in it for president. What it doesn't, but Bernie Sanders would be a good one, I think.
Yeah, but this is fun.
Yeah, and Biden, I don't think he's good. Like, he seems like he's losing his mind.
He's
more of the same.
Out of touch with reality. He missed his mark. The best thing he could do is keep his mouth shut and be friends with Obama.
Yeah, he should. He should just, like, not, because he's just going to embarrass himself more the more he goes, like, because that's all that seems to be happening. And he's not offering anything new.
Not at all.
He doesn't have any ideas. Like, I don't know why. And then there's also Tulsi Gabbard, the Russian drone. Like, it's one of those things where you don't know if she's actively working for Russia, but she certainly is helping them with her stances in every move. So that's why it's like, hey, Tulsi, shut up and go away.
I like some of the, what is it? Who's the lady that helps Trump and her husband is just so anti-Trump. That guy's my Conway, right?
Kellyanne and then.
Oh, those two are a hoot and a half. You want to talk about oil and water.
Oh, geez. Well, everyone's got their kinks, you know. That's one weird ass couple right there.
They're actually married? Anyway. He's part of, like, the Lincoln something or another anti-Trump group. They post some great videos. I like those. I like those.
I like them.
Because they just call people out. They called out one of the senators or congressmen from Colorado. And they were like, you are weak and impotent. You can't even stand up for Colorado. Oh, it's so good.
You're a bitch.
Yeah. Well, they stopped just shy of saying that.
You just got bitch.
I would like to hear more sound effects, and that'd be good. It's like a radio show. Hey, we got Colorado on the line. You are a piece of shit. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Colorado, caller one. Go ahead. Got nothing to say for yourself? That's no surprise. Because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the same thing.
Yeah, that's about right. Well, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. I stepped on your, what exactly, those characterizations that you were going to say.
Right. Thanks. Sorry.
I like calling people out. I'm a fan. I think that, it would be nice if we could put some of that to the old president there. If we could mount a force of like, hey, that's the 1,000th insane thing you've done this week.
Thousandth.
We should do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
1,000th.
I'm
waiting for one of the Republican douche leet to, like, if one of Trump's inner circle, and now Bolton might end up being that one.
I don't know.
I think there's, I guess there's a 100 monkey line, or there's a Mason Dixon of like, it may not be exactly one or two, but I think it's between one, two, or three, you could place your bets, I would say, of Trump's inner circle, Bolton being one. If one or two more after him step out of line, I think that's enough to basically light the cord. And I think there will be no choice but, those are keystones you could look at it where
right.
Now all the stones fall because there's no way to deny anymore. Like, there's already so much public evidence. They just passed out the Parnas texts and calls and stuff to Schiff. So we have yet to hear. They're still digging through that. So we have yet to hear what the contents of those documents were. And apparently it's people are expecting it to have some bombshells in it. So I don't know. I mean, you could hold it up and be like, hey, Nunez, all you douchebags, look at this. And they'll just be like, oh, no, I'm looking at you. Like, I don't know what it takes for them to actually examine evidence, but there's already enough. There's going to be more.
It's mind-boggling because, like, everybody has this, like, sense of order and sense of duty and then sense of, like, due process and all that. Like, we were raised by a lawyer. Like, we know what the laws look like and how professional, and you're supposed to uphold the court when you're in – you know, when you're in the courthouse and you're in front of a judge, like, there's all these, like, orders, right? And on a public stage, you have things that are clear as day. And somehow these people are able to outwardly say, we're not going to do it. We're not going to cooperate. And we're just going to sidestep and just sue everybody and just say no. How are there not, how is this not maybe the highlight that everybody needed that, did y'all not understand the last couple of terms that things are messed up and need to change? Because the fact that you can't even wholly and completely obliterate and pin this down and get it done and done. How? It's so obvious. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's the it's like our culture de-evolved too. Like, if you look at, pop culture, television, reality TV, music in a lot of instances, our politics. I think this is what happens when the internet, you touch the internet to everything. It just kind of thins it out. I think while we figure out what this all is and what effect it's having, which is impossible to do except basically in hindsight. So in 20 years, we'll hopefully have figured out what's going on now. Maybe not, because we'll still be working on what's going on in 20 years. but I see it. Like, the way you described that, we grew up with a lawyer. Yeah, we grew up with law and stuff. I always remember not understanding the law because I would ask, maybe, I don't know when it started or not, but whenever I'd ask bad questions about law, it just never made sense to me. It seemed too rigid and it ignored too many other factors. And then to that end, I remember that our dad didn't advance necessarily in the legal profession in ways he could because of the shadow industry built into legality, which is even worse today than it was 20
well, and
years
dad
ago
does
we were being
like
raised.
The good law. Like, he won't go to the dark side.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that there's a very large dark side. I think a lot, like, especially these days, like, people always complain about lawyers and how miserable they are and their cheats and this and that and ambulance chasers. And that's been going on for decades. So there's a lot of frivolous lawsuits. So lawyering and the law seems to be like capitalism. They both seem to be built almost to be rigged. And I think that's what I always rubbed against when I was a kid, was it just didn't. It didn't make sense because it just seemed to be too. It seemed to be like you could just if you manipulate it right, it's too rigid and it doesn't work when you know how it works and you're not a good person. So there's always been this shadowy part of legality, and I think it's gotten blown out to. I think that more than half of the legal system is corrupt at this point because of.
Well, especially like judges that sit and get to make these decisions, basically
well, there's corrupt
can be
judges,
paid.
There's divorce court, there's money laundering, there's international money laundering, there's ambulance chasers, there's malpractice law, like there's frivolous lawsuits, there's so much, like so much of the law now is being used to ill ends, and I don't know, I don't have the figures in front of me. I'd be surprised if it was less than 50% of the law that's not good, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was way higher than 50%, but I don't know. It's just, I've never trusted lawyers and lawyering.
Except our dad, yeah.
And a lot of people have not, and I think I understand why, and this is probably why. Maybe this isn't a new thing, but I think just like with everything else, the internet weaponized it. Now it's super noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible to ignore, except some people are somehow. The impossible people. It's like the impossible burger, but these people.
Kitty had one
impossible.
Of those yesterday because she can't have red meat.
She
and
had
I was
an
like,
impossible
wait.
Person? That's weird.
Where? No.
I just
she
made
ate
that
the
up.
Impossible burger. She got to eat a burger because it really does taste like a burger. I think it's quite delicious, but she could actually have it. That was exciting.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a green. There's a broccoli in a lab somewhere with like pectorals and like a face.
Yeah.
It's like,
kill me.
It's like, it's like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make sentient vegetables that I'm then going to slaughter just to be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? Pretty hilarious, right? Go PETA.
What?
You guys want a salad? Let me cut you up some veg.
OMG, Jay.
Oh, my gangster.
Oh, my gangster.
That should be a television show, which it's like the reality shows, except they like wife swap, and it's a really white housewife lady living with like Ice-T or someone who's single. And it's Oh, My Gangster. It's like, Oh, My Gangster.
Gangster.
Oh, Ice. That's so gangster.
Yes. Is this
toast gangster? I tried to make it gangster for you. Here you go. I got some gangster eggs.
What?
I don't know. Gangster eggs and ham. It's a different.
There we go. I knew you could get it.
Classic tale. Hey, I don't need to be. I don't need to be encouraged. I need.
We just have to let it breathe. Sometimes I just step away.
Encouraged. That's how. That's encourageous. So speaking of which, road rage. Incur road rageous.
Rageous. Road rageous.
Yeah. I've been incur road raged. Corrode ragently. Because. I think that it's worth addressing because it's not at all. At all. Like the fact, okay, we got opioids and then we've got loveless. We've got loveless. Well, we got lots. Do you want some? I've got some.
We got some.
Loveless marriages, loveless unweds. You've got job situate like this whole idea
people.
that jobs are what's good that oh hey people they're not happy without a job because all I hear about is people hating their jobs and they come home and then they like drink because their jobs suck so everybody
but that's
there's
great
always,
for commerce they buy the alcohol
so and then the alcohol you got the alcohol substance abuse outside of opioids and alcohol. You could inject things into your veins. People got a lot of problems already. The one that glues all those problems together is road rage, and we don't talk about it ever. It's stupid enough that we have cars. First, cars are dumb.
First of all, who gave these people cars?
Who didn't? I get why we had some cars back in like the 50s to 80s.
Yeah, just a few cars.
But then let's take them away. Stop. Give
you
it
know
back.
What? You don't deserve this. Give me.
It's like,
give me
that. It's literally like kids, like little kids, like crash. And it's like,
oh
no,
my gosh,
Nathaniel, you're gonna break them. Give me the cars back.
Put it down. No, put it in park. No.
You can have one car. Give me the other car. I don't want you crashing them together like that.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's
and
funny.
That's road rage.
It's well, funny.
Are we moving on to another topic? Because I'm mid-topic here still. We're still...
No, I'm saying we saw it because we just got done driving all across the country for Christmas and New Year's. And it is never more evident, your point, when you see the crazy people that not only are allowed to drive, but the dangerous maneuvers and the very, very bad choices. Oh, wow.
Oh, balls all over the place. I've been driving... I drove there and back also a couple times in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drive for a job. So I see plenty of road time and,
oh man.
And so that's where that's why I get to this, because think about it, like in between your job and your house and your dealer and your mistress and then back to your dealer. And then to the liquor store, and then back to your mistress. In between all those spots, in the back home at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
In between all those spots, in between all that, you're driving on a stupid road in a dumb car that explodes explosions inside of it to make it go forward. And you can crash into stuff, and a cop can pull you over, and you can have to buy a new car, you have to pay insurance. It's all this crap, all these economies that are stupid. And
right.
On top of that, there's other people who are all dealing with all the, like, every, like, so if you have, if you're in a car, you're dealing with all the shit that is, goes with dealing, like, being, owning and driving a car, and then being an adult, having a life to afford a car, to be able to drive the car. So that's a lot. That's not, like, just
that's
being
a
behind,
lot, friends.
Being, like, just looking at someone else behind the wheel of a car, that's why we're like, fuck you, because you're like, you're me, and I hate this. Ah!
No!
Like, so we all have this, like, projected anxiety, and I think that's part of road rage. So we're all just anxious, because we're in a car, and we're looking at each other in a car, and we're like, ah! And I'm going 30 miles an hour, and you're on my way. And road rage is a problem, and it causes a lot of extra stress, but you get to your job, and then it's like, oh, hey, Pat, how's it going? Fuck you, Randy. Oh, sorry. No reason. Just in a bad mood. I don't know why.
Sorry.
Like,
I'm
you
just
get
driving
wherever
again.
You're going, and yeah, I don't know. I just, for some reason, I hate everybody at the office today, and it's just because someone cut you off or something. I mean, if you add it up, I think there's a profound amount of stress that comes from driving just daily. Like, I drive professionally, and even I, like, I express myself through verbally. Like, I'm very polite. Like, I think I don't know if I've said that, but
you mask,
like,
a lot. You push down a lot.
Yeah. On the outside, on the outside of my car, like I'm the perfect driver. Like I'm fair and efficient. Like I've had plenty of time to basically hone my craft. So I am an expert driver. I put in like 30,000 or more hours. So I am a master at driving. So I actually drive other people at this point, literally. Like, you can actually, you know how you speed someone up? You don't tailgate them. You give them a wide berth. It's a weird quiet shaming, but if you actually, like, keep a long distance, a following distance behind someone that's regular, they'll actually start, it's like, it's a weird, you'll see them. Like, I've gotten people to bump up 5-10 miles an hour just by shaming them from a distance. There's other tricks you can do.
Like, I found a fucking way.
Oh no, I've got plenty of little loopholes. I'm a bubble popper, bubble burster in traffic. I smooth out bubbles. I save brakes. I do a lot of coasting. I hill brake. Oh, I've got all kinds of techniques. But mostly, what I notice is that people are very bad at driving for the most part. I'm surprised at how few crashes there are comparative to
correct.
How terrible people are driving. Mm-hmm. And then road rage, I think it just has so much to do with how anxious and angry people are everywhere else in their lives.
Yeah, it's a bunch of untapped rage that they've been bottling. And it's very easy to yell when you're in your little car bubble.
Yeah, and people have shown, like, there's this theory that, like shouting or primal therapy or, like, violence stuff, like hitting pillows is good. But they've also shown that actually engaging these muscles and engaging is not healthy. So while it seems like it maybe to some extent it might be a release of energy, like yelling at someone in your car and they can't hear you, or being angry at somebody in your car, it's not always good to exercise those muscles, because then you've shouted before and you know what it feels like, and you've got that space and that range, and so you might use it again somewhere inappropriately, I think is the theory. So I don't know where you land on that. Some people could see road raging as a therapeutic endeavor, and maybe for some people it is. It's a release. But a lot of times I think it gets people wound up, gets you in a bad headspace, and then you go out into the world, you exit your car, back out into the world, and now you're a douchebag.
Yeah, I think my experience is quite different, but obviously for different reasons. So for me, I've read a lot of articles and done a lot of self-regulation checks. And so one time I read an article that said, when you're in traffic and somebody cuts you off, it doesn't happen to you. It happens, but it doesn't happen to you. If that makes sense. Like, well, these are actions or whatever. And so then I just work on saying, I refuse, because my big word last year for my resolution from January is I refuse to let experiences steal my joy or my peace. And so I was just like, nope. I'm going to breathe, because they do not get to affect or change my day. And it's just so much easier when I identify the emotion. Yes, that made me upset.
Oh, well, no, that's how you need to look at traffic, certainly, because like, and that's how I do look at it. That's how I approach corrective measures also. Like, I've got a great, from 2 days ago, it was raining. And there was some guy weaving, like, I could see how he got wound up, you know, like, oh, this person's going slow. So, like, I was pulling out in the traffic as this person was changing into the left lane, and I was getting into the left lane to stay out of the person who was coming's way. And so it worked in such a manner that this person changed the left lane, they were behind me, so then they got back into the right lane, and they started weaving, and they were going 10 to 15 over the speed limit when it was raining. And so I see them start to come up behind me. A person, this is 31 North, a person pulls out ahead of me into the right lane where the person, the fasty guy is now at. So I slow down so that they don't slam into the back, so they have enough room to weave between me and the person ahead of me, so they don't slam into this person's bumper. But as they're passing me, I lay on my horn. I'm like, hey, slow down, fuckface. Like, I do corrective shit like that. Like, it's not like they, because they piss me off. I'm like, dude, slow. Like, I see you're winding yourself up. Slow down. It's raining. You're going to hit somebody. Like, because they're,
well,
that's
either
going to
do one of things. It's either going to check him or he's going to get more enraged.
Whatever. I mean, yeah, it's, you never know. Like, well, like, because that's probably some 18-year-old behind the wheel, and they don't even know they're an asshole from a hole in the ground. So who knows? What, like, there's no getting through to them. That's what confuses me about why there's not so many crashes. It's what scares me about cars in general. Yeah, and it's insane. It is.
Yeah,
it's like a social insanity that we allow this to go on, and that we're so like rah rah about cars. It's
scary. So I have two things on that. One, it is pretty weird. Like, when we're driving, because I usually do a lot of the driving, but this trip, Anthony did a lot of the driving. And we kind of split it. But when you fall asleep and wake up going over, you know, like 72, 73, it's weird. Like, you can't not have, like, a full circle moment with yourself where you're like, we do this? So that's my one point. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not even speeding. Like, the speed limit is 70, and we're going like 73. You know what I mean? Everybody else is going insane speeds, which we experience a lot of crazy speeders and very crazy drivers, as aforementioned. But then, like, you have our Italian exchange student, Martina, who she's here, and they can't even drive. Like, even if you drive a scooter, it has to be a certain kind of scooter. It can't go above a certain speed. It can only be in town. There's certain roads you're not even allowed to get on if you have that scooter. But you can't drive until you're 18. It's mind-boggling to her because, like we've talked about here before, especially in Kansas, you can technically get your working license if you are on a farm at, like, 14. No one should be allowed. Like, it's bad enough that we have adults who are terrible drivers. But, like, You let teenage, it's just, it is. It's like, you already think it, and then when you see it through the eyes of someone who, excuse me, is like fresh to it, and you see it again, you're just like, yes, what are we doing? Oh my gosh, this is insane.
Ah! Well, especially since from a adaptability standpoint, the technology to replace a lot of roads, or at least start to sister some options alongside them, has been around for decades. My theory is that we should have been putting in maglev lanes years ago, basically. Like on a highway, you start with the highway system on the inside or wherever, like in the median. Screw it. Use the median. There's a median on every U.S. interstate. In the median, put maglev lanes where you've got the new cars. You start to add an extra little system. I don't know how with cost. We'd have to do some... I'm no engineer,
yeah,
but it seems
on that.
It seems to be, yeah, somebody else do that. You fix it and send me a check. You put a maglev system in the cars that you can engage. So, hey, I want to, like, if you're like mom and you work in Indianapolis and you've got a 40-minute commute, you just hook, you go over to 65, you go through the little maglev toll or the little maglev access, and it just engages, and then you just hover up to Indianapolis, and it uses very, and then you get that system, you start to go like arterially, it starts to filter into the more and more surface streets where there's maglev here and there, and then they figure out how to integrate it with the grid. And then, you know, in 50 years later after starting the system, now you've replaced all the roads with automated maglev systems, and you can just drink beer and read magazines and procreate on the way to any destination. There's no more worrying about... But that's just it. Like, as I was joking about...
Because there's so many variables.
Well, no, yeah. As I was joking about earlier, that replaces too many economies. That's a big old solution for a lot of problems. And as I've said earlier, you don't make money off of solutions, you make it off problems. All this economies around insurance and automotive repair and all these things. And then when you get in a crash or anything happens, there's things around that. Like, it's too much economy. And in a time when we're already automating... delivery and food service and every other job, and we're already losing jobs. I think they almost, like, the way the government or the big companies see it, and that we can't afford to replace the transportation industry jobs, maybe. But I don't know. It seems like a weird way to look at moving forward is by holding us back.
We just have so many different, like, you have so many different variables as far as, like, personalities, age, you know, wisdom, ignorance, all this stuff. But it is funny how much you can derive from a person's personality based on their driving. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
you can almost 100% pinpoint their personality, who they voted for. Like, you can figure out quite a bit just from watching someone drive.
I had a thought about this. And then I don't know, maybe I think the car insurance companies might be one ahead of me. I saw like a Safe Auto, the one with Tina Fey, the auto commercial, and it has
those are so funny.
The one with the
Mayhem.
Mayhem, yeah, that. So that commercial, they have this safe driver rewards, and that, like, I think they might be using what I was thinking of a couple weeks ago, or thought of, which is it seems to me that if you have your phone locked into your car, your phone can discern a lot about your driving habits in terms of your stopping habits, your turning habits. Like, it can figure out, like, so that might be what that's using. But my thought was, yeah, just use the, and you could actually, I think you could take it further to use your smartphone if you programmed in, if, like, put it on your dash right here, then program in the model of your car. It could actually be used as an aftermarket smart car enabler where it could do collision detection and stuff like that based off proximity, potentially because of, like, Wi-Fi or something like that. But no, yeah, car driver health. I think that would be great. Just if you just have a app in your phone that you install, and via its accelerometers and global positioning, it decides what kind of driver you are. And I agree. I think that personality types drive in certain ways, just like, basically, you could attach it to astrological signs, astrology. Like, if you're a Virgo, you drive like an idiot or something like that.
Well, and the funny thing is, we may have talked about in here this one of these points, but two things that Anthony brings up. Obviously, transportation experts say when there is construction, the most efficient way is to merge by zippering. It's not like people zooming ahead and then cutting over. Everybody should stay until the very last point and zipper. That's the most efficient way, but most people don't follow it. They feel like people are cutting, right?
Which and
people
zipper.
Do treat it like that. Yeah,
zipper
exactly.
is the important part. I hate those people who skip teeth and you're like, hey, you're doing it wrong.
Don't skip teeth. Well, then the other thing is, if people went not speeding, if people actually just went the speed, everyone. Because everybody's like, oh, well, I can go 5 over. I can go 10 over. I can go whatever. And then the speeds just keep getting faster. But everybody actually went the actual speed. Then everybody gets to the place on time. The things that create the differences are the people speeding and then people having to brake and then people cutting people off and then the braking. And
yeah, the things that create the differences are the people. That's why automation
right.
is the answer.
Exactly. That's what I mean by variables. But like if everybody just went the speed and you stayed where you were,
if
everybody
you all
gets
would
there
stop
faster.
Being such buttholes.
Yeah. But isn't that what we're dealing with anyway on a whole, especially in America?
Well, there's another
the
thing.
Buttholes.
Speaking of on a hole and buttholes, I mean, you know, that's another thing. I feel like anal health is also probably just as important as road rage. You know, there's probably people walking around. It's like I'm in a bad mood, and no one's ever taught them. It's like
check your butthole,
dude. When your butt is not in order, you're gonna be upset. I have a joke
yes,
about
your
that.
Your colon health, your intestines, yes.
Just as important as a game face is a game anus. Something about Surly Brown Eye steals focus. Why do you think they call it your A game?
You got to have it ready, you know?
Yeah, got to be ready. Got to be
agile.
They
say like 80% of your like your emotions and like are in your colon, in your intestines, because that's where all the bacteria are. That's where all the healthy, the good, the bad,
yeah.
all that.
Well, and if you're
it's
if
all
you're,
in there.
If you're reverse engineering, then basically your butthole is like your other head. It's like, hey man, I'm at the other end over here. I'm like, you know, the headless wonder, and you got to pay attention to me.
I said personality. I mean mood. That's what I meant. Not personality. You know what? You know why I'm so
Same.
Down? Because I'm brown. No.
So we need to like. I think Andrew Yang should hand out. With every dividend, also a bidet or like a coupon to make sure, hey, you got a bidet? You got yourself one of those little toilet seats or whatever? All right, good. Because I actually, no joke. I think if everyone had one of those fancy toilets, I think people would be that much happier. I think it would help a lot of people if they could just clean up their downstairs mix up better. I think toilet paper
I don't want none of that snowflake shit spraying water up my asshole.
TP is so 20th century, but try explaining that to the MAGAs, the maggots. They'll be like, nope, I like having a surly anus. Well, before we move on completely from
the maggots. There we go, maggots.
From drivers, I got one dumbass driver.
Dumbass drivers. These drivers are dumb, and you can't see them driving because they're dumb.
They're driving dumb.
Dumbass.
Drivers.
Although we've been talking about driving a lot. But no, I've got one that's just been, oh, this is a peeve.
Oh, well, then we should cut this one off and start another one with it.
I already introed it, though.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot.
I don't think that's fair to this episode. We'll finish out with dumbass drivers, and we got other stuff we could talk about.
Girl, we got some shit. Ha, pun intended.
Hopefully. Okay. I took a dump. Specifically, what I wanted to address, we addressed a lot, we covered a lot of territory in a like we were in some sort of vehicle. We covered so much territory about driving, yelling out the window, stupid trees. Is parking lights? Okay, you know the little dingly bops. Sometimes they're known as turn signals. You can also call them hazards. They're very transient.
Ooh. I heard from Japan,
they're very
I think.
Transient, yeah, because they're Asian, you know, they're hairless and they came from Japan. They're very transient lights. They can do a lot of things for you. They'll serve a lot of needs. One of those things when you leave them on absent your headlights, they're called parking lights. And I want you person to use them. use parking lights, which means not using your headlights. Stop using your headlights when you're parked. If you're on the side of the street and you're just sitting there, I don't care if it's light or dark or blizzarding or what. Maybe blizzard, you want to keep your headlights on. That seems extreme. I'll let you in emergency situations, maybe it's volcanoing or blizzarding or earthquaking. Right. You want to be as visible as possible. But in normal civilian environments, parking lights, turn off your stupid headlights. I hate it. It's like nobody, I don't think I ever see anybody but myself using parking lights properly. Like if I pull out in front of a house, I'll put my parking lights on because you know what the problem it creates? You're taking away oncoming traffic's vision for no reason because you don't need to see anything.
For literally no reason. Even when I pull up to a restaurant and there's people eating or and like my headlights are staring straight at them or like even at a drive-thru, I turn my lights down. I don't like that's just a considerate thing
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. And I don't like you'll see people parked on the left side of the street with their lights just on. Like so you're just driving directly at a car with their lights on and they're like nom, 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 right. chewing on something in there, eating their phone probably. That's one of those things is just like in health class or something or somewhere in middle school they need to like I know you kids are years away from having a license. But you need to start, we need to start hammering this home. Parking lights. Use the hell out of them because that's what they're there for. And that's.
So we need to have home ec classes reinstated and make it mandatory. Finance classes and just regular driving tips. Like just the stuff that you just need to know. You just need
there
to never.
There should just be.
So there's, like we talked about, life skills classes.
Life skills,
like,
adulting.
You could break it up into two semesters or four classes or
there
whatever.
There could be a class called adultery. And it's like, no, it's not. We changed it. It's not what you mean. Yeah. I like this.
Why did you have to say that when I was taking a sip of coffee?
Yeah.
No, it's not what you mean.
Hey, perfect. No, it's like, where are all the teachers? They're not in the lounge. They're in the adultery room. We need to change the name of that. They feel,
we really gotta change.
It's like they've got a free pass in there or something. They think it's some sort of alternate written. Guys, no, that's not how it works.
Or is it?
It is. All right, yeah, no, that's I got. That's it for Dumbass Driver. So yeah, we can go ahead and pinch this one off there.
Dumbass Drivers. You gotta make a little jingle.
Oh, there is a jingle. There already is a jingle. You just sang it, so subconsciously you know it, subliminally.
I wrote it. I wrote a thing, so we did.
No, I mean you actually sang the one that I made up the first time that I did it because I made it up on the fly.
Yeah. Wait, for real?
Dumbass Driver.
No, you're
when
joking,
you listen
right?
back to this episode, you're gonna be like, oh, I did. Whoops.
Dumbass Driver.
Subliminal.
I
don't
am
feel bad. Our brains are dumb. They're too dumb things.
Wow. Now I feel good. I feel good, great. Actually. I don't feel bad at all.
No one said being dumb is bad. It's a good thing. It's fine. It's fine.
It's pretty
okay.
good.
It's fine. All right. I'm going to count on down.
Okay.
Three, two, four, one.
Yeah.